this go around anyway. So yeah, if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I want to look at verses 15 and 16. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ, and that just got me to thinking about different minds in the Bible. We've talked about different minds in our studies throughout the past several months. We have the mind of Christ. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And so what kind of minds does the Bible talk about? Well, first of all, it talks about one mind. We should be one in spirit when it comes to the Lord and His truth. We turn over to Romans 15 and in verse 4. Paul penned, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us, to the glory of God." But in verse 6 there, we may be one mind and as one mouth glorifying God. And that's the way the Lord intended it for us. We are to be one. As His people, we are to speak one thing. If we flip over to Philippians, another book that talks about being of one mind. Philippians chapter 1. And in verse 27. "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Again, we are to stand fast in one spirit, one mind, not separate minds, not separate thoughts, but one in the Lord. And what are we doing when we do that? We're striving together for the faith of the gospel. We strive together to work in the work of the Lord, that our faith may grow and that we may take that gospel out. That we may take the same gospel, the one gospel. There is only one gospel and truth. And then also in chapter 2 of Philippians, there in verse 1. "If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Paul, again, encouraging them, being of one accord, of one mind. And then let this mind, in verse 5, be in you, the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. We have that mind, don't we? We have His word, what He has given us to know. And then finally, in regards to of one mind, if we turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, in verse 8. "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing. Knowing that ye are there unto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. Be ye all of one mind." Teach the same thing. Proclaim the same thing. Well, when thinking about different minds, the Bible also talks about a sound of mind. 2 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. Paul writing a young preacher Timothy here, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." He's given us a sound mind, a disciplined mind, a correct mind, uncorrupt, good in health, in health, a healthy mind. A sound mind is one that's going to follow after the Lord. That's the kind of mind that mind, the heart. We also look at verse 13 then. It says, "Hold fast the form of sound words," or pattern of sound words, "which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." When we have a sound mind, we're going to preach the sound words that Paul proclaimed, that Jesus proclaimed. In 1 Timothy, then, in chapter 1 and verse 10. Actually, starting there in verse 8. "But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine." So again, this sound doctrine. We have a sound mind, we will follow the sound doctrine. We're not to teach anything contrary to it. And then also back in 2 Timothy chapter 4. In verse 2, "Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables." We're going to have those that will not endure sound doctrine. We need to be on guard for. Let's have a sound mind that will proclaim the sound truth. Well, another mind is a willing mind. Back in 2 Corinthians, Paul talked about a willing mind, and in verse 8, chapter 8 and verse 10. 2 Corinthians. "And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have." So we have a readiness, a willingness, then a performance out of that. "For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not." We find a willing mind here. There must first be a willing mind. Well, what are some things that we need to have a willing mind to do, a willing heart to do? Well, if we think about elders, and in 1 Peter chapter 5, and verse 2. An exhortation to elders here. It says, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willing, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." Elders are to want to do it. They're to be doing it willingly. A willing heart, a willing mind. Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. verse 16. Paul wrote, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me." Paul was willing to preach the gospel, to teach what the Lord would will him to teach. And we need to be that way today. We need to have that same will, that willing mind to go teach people, to be convicted that there are souls that are lost that we need to talk to them. We need to invite them and encourage them to do what God wants them to do. Well, we're also to give willingly in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." We're not to do it. We're to do it willingly, not grudgingly. We're to do it cheerfully. Of a mind that we want to. That's the willing heart, the willing mind. Turn over to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Think about willing hearts. 1 Timothy 6, 18. Let's start in 17. "Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to have a be willing to communicate, to talk, to have a good relationships with our spouse, with our children, with our brethren, with those in the world. We need to communicate. We need to communicate the gospel to people. We need to be willing to talk. So there are many things that we need to have a willing heart. Do we have a willing mind and heart to be hospitable? To have a willing mind to need to have a willing mind. Well, another mind is a spiritual mind. Back in the book of Romans, chapter 8. And in verse 1 there. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." We find what brings life, what brings eternal life, what brings peace. It's to be spiritually minded. And how do we gain that spiritual mindedness? How do we become that way? It's not just there. But we have to read, study, and understand to become that spiritually minded person. We find this carnally minded is the exact opposite of the flesh. We're not to be carnally minded. We're not going to talk about that. It could be in the list, but we're not going to discuss that one a lot today. But focus on the spiritually minded. And so what is spiritual? Romans 7 and in 14. "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal." So we understand. The law is spiritual. That's how we become spiritual, by reading the word. become spiritually minded, we must feed ourselves that spiritual food. Study to show thyself approved. And think of it this way. In Ephesians 1, chapter 3, we find that we need to be spiritual to receive all the spiritual blessings. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We must have that spiritual mind to receive those. We're not going to receive those with that carnal mind. So we find a spiritual mind the Bible talks about. Well, we have a renewed mind. Sometimes we just need to be renewed. Turn over to Romans, the 12th chapter. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect. We have this renewed mind when we become a Christian. No, we should. That should give us a relief when we can throw off our sin when we become a Christian. We present our bodies a living sacrifice. Isn't that our reasonable service, as it tells us? It's not too much to ask of God for what He has done for us. So we have this renewing. Becoming this new person. Ephesians chapter 4 talks about putting off the old man and putting on the new. Ephesians 4 and in verse 22. That you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's how we're renewed, by putting off the old man. That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away these things, lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the ears. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed into the day of temptation, of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. We are to put off this old man and put on the new. And then by doing so, we're renewed. We have this renewed mind. Let us always look to have that renewed mind. Colossians 3:10. Paul penned, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Again, renewed mind. Well, finally, we think about different minds. We think about a humble mind. Colossians, turn over to Colossians 3 and verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And that's not the scripture I was looking for. But we are to be humble, humble-minded. Let's turn to James chapter 4, verse 6. James 4, verse 6. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift. So we need to humble ourselves. And Philippians 2, chapter and verse 8, being found in fashion as a man, he humbleth himself and become obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. As Christ humbled himself, we need to humble ourselves as well. And so we find a humble mind that we need to have. There are many, many different minds that the Bible talks about, that we talk about. These are just a few. Do we have these minds that we need to have? One mind, a sound mind, a willing mind to do the work, a spiritual mind, striving to serve after the Lord, a renewed mind, putting off the old man and putting on the new, a humble mind. Do we have those? If not, we can correct that. We can make our life right with the Lord. If there is any spiritual need that you'd have, we need to be baptized. If we need the prayers of the congregation, maybe you've fallen away and done something. Now is an opportunity to make things right, to do what the Lord wills. Let us always put on the mind of Christ. Paul wrote that. We just ask that you would come forward if you have any need, spiritual need at this time as we sing the invitation song.